episode number 213. It's time for the Camaro O'Lantern.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey everyone, we're back at you for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Ah, it's good to have power back.
Whatever do you mean, sir?
We were supposed to be recording. Well, it doesn't matter while you're listening to this. But our normal schedule is messed up this weekend for recording. And one of the reasons was I didn't have any power all day today.
Oh.
Yeah. It sucked.
So what'd you do all day?
I read a book. Yeah. Yeah. I finished reading some of those, the Stephen King book that came out last year, the short stories
Just
book.
After Sunset?
You betcha.
Great book. Great book. Yes, we are educated, ladies and gentlemen. Our life consists of a little bit more than cars. Like pumpkins.
Yeah.
It is officially October. So,
yeah, it sure is.
Time for the Camaro Lantern.
Mhm. Just like last
contest.
Year.
Yeah. In fact, I almost didn't remember it and then it just popped into my head. If you weren't around then, shame on you. we had a little contest. We've always got a contest going on, it seems. We download a template of a really cool Camaro thing and put on a pumpkin, hack it up, and submit a pick, and you could win a Camaro Z28.com prize pack.
Yeah. We had a bunch of people do it last year, and they turned out pretty good. In fact, some people went so far as to add additional things. Like, didn't someone use, like, toothpicks for the grill or something like that?
They came out pretty good. Cool. So definitely go to your local, fruit market, cider mill. Wherever the heck you get pumpkins these days, or steal
neighbor's porch.
Yeah, I was gonna say, steal one off your neighbor's porch. No, don't steal one off your neighbor's porch, especially if I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Get out your pumpkin cutter and print out the thing, slap it on, and go to town, and you could win. Win big, my friends.
Yeah. We'll post a link to it in the show notes so you can enter.
Speaking of contests, while we're talking about it, only
another month, or not a month,
another
week,
about 11 days actually, until we close. The Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
Yes. Can't wait for that. Oh, man. We got a bunch of pictures in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, I guess, choose which top 10 we want. And then you, the listeners, are going to be able to vote on who is going to win 4 Nitto tires.
Or
lots of cool stuff.
Lots of other cool stuff. Yeah. Zeno prize packs, BF Xenon HID upgrade kits. What else we got? Defender Works stuff.
A signed book from the Big Three.
Oh, that's
the Camaro
right.
Legends book.
I don't even think I have that mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the book's here in front of me. Camaro, what's it called here? A Legend Reborn.
Yeah.
It's all signed by the whole Big Three and the Nine Yards. So if you haven't done it yet, follow the instructions in the contest, that contest thread.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've always got contests going on. And Chris, again, you'll post that in the show notes.
You betcha.
Get them in because we're running out of time and we don't want you to miss out.
Right.
Now for the part that I've been waiting for.
Yeah, so you pull up in front of my house today and your car looks like it's about 2 inches lower than the last time I saw it.
Because it is.
Yeah.
I spent some time a week ago with Pete Bassica from Petters, which we all know Pete. We had him here in the studio once or twice.
Once, and then he called in.
Right.
And called in again.
Yep. Pete's a man of many words.
Yep.
And the best part is that a lot of his words are extremely knowledgeable about suspension and handling. So, a while back, I ordered up a Extreme XA Petters suspension coilover kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I met up with Pete. Pete actually was nice enough to come to the other side of the state and oversee it and assist in installing it. And I got to tell you, it is one of the most awesome mods I've ever done to a car.
Really?
Well, so far. Really.
Until you put the blower on.
Well, yeah, that's right. But I tell you, this kit is just incredible. My last Camaro was lowered. It was a rougher ride. I scraped a little bit. This is entirely different because naturally it's an entirely different car. The quality and workmanship of these components are second to none. I couldn't believe how well designed they were. So the bottom line is, if you're not familiar with them, Pete talked about them extensively in podcast 190-something, I think.
Yep.
Bottom line is they're coilover suspension to replace the factory, but you can adjust the height and the firmness of the ride any way you like it.
Beautiful.
And that's the beauty of it. So you're not stuck with just one height or one harsh ride. In fact, the ride is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have it too stiff, but I don't have it set on zero either. I made an entry on my car project blog at phantomss.com with pictures and a little bit more of an overview. If you're considering a suspension system for your car and you're not like a hardcore racer, but you still want to have some fun carving some corners or maybe even hitting the track every a few times a year or something just for fun, consider one of these kits just because of the infinite adjustability. Well, the infinite combination of adjustability to it. It's just cool. You can just adjust the crap out of it. Let me put it that way.
Well, how long did it take them to install it?
Altogether, 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
The most important part is the well, I keep tripping over my own words here just because I'm so excited about having this kit. Just as important is the alignment, because when they actually lowered the hoist, you could tell that the car had a severe alignment issue after that.
Oh, really?
Changing the entire geometry of the suspension, absolutely. All the wheels were severely toe in or the camber was off or the caster was off. It was real bad news. So they had to move it over to the alignment rack. This was done at Sellers Pontiac in Farmington Hills, Michigan. They have a division called Sellers Autosport, which is a Petter's dealer, and they're now knowledgeable on the installation of the Petter system as well as the important alignment.
Cool.
Once they got it aligned, it even changed the steering feel. A lot of people complain about the steering feeling a little numb in the center of the 2010 Camaro. In fact, almost every review has some sort of reference to the steering feel. Change the alignment. Even if you don't change the suspension, get an alignment. Get a slightly more aggressive but yet street and tire-friendly alignment, because that's what I did. The car steers entirely different. I can't say enough for just that alone. So now that I have the alignment and I have the system on, the car handles like a dream. It's just unbelievable. It's cool that it's lower, but because of the styling of the geometry of the car, it doesn't scrape like my 2002 did, you know, going up driveways and whatnot. I'm very, very happy with this kit.
That's good.
I'll probably be talking about it a lot more in the future, just as I notice more things or as I make adjustments or anything like that. Check it out. PettersUSA.com is where you can see it, and they have an extensive Camaro suspension tech section. You got to dig kind of deep into the site, but once you find it, it's pretty huge. It talks about pretty much everything suspension related for the new Camaro. Pete did give me a neat piece that I got to talk about. He gave me a pair of radius rod bushings, or bushes, as I think is the correct term. He says, "Jason, these are special." And I said, "How are they any different than the ones that you sell?" He said, "Because these are the same bushes that were handmade for the Camaro GS race car. There were only two sets made. One is on the car, the Camaro GS race car that debuted at SEMA last year, and now the other pair is on my car. They're handmade, hand-machined collars, hand-formed bushes, and it's kind of cool. It's like a piece of history on my car that Pete wanted me to have. And he also gave me a prototype sway bar and wouldn't tell me anything about it. He just said, tell me what you think later.
Okay.
That's it. So I said, Pete, I don't know if it's going to be any worse or better, you know, with the combination of the suspension, but so far, I'm really happy.
So far, so good?
Oh, yeah. It's great. So, like I said, we'll probably talk about this a little more in the future. Chris should probably throw some links in the show notes or something along those lines.
Yeah. How does it affect, for instance, the drag racer? Drag racer wants to squat the rear end down and go.
Well, I'm not very schooled in suspension technology as far as settings and dynamics. I mean, I kind of know the basics, but I mean, conceivably, you could raise or lower the height, and you can also adjust the firmness. So if you want to soften up the rear but keep the front stiff, so the car squats a little bit more, you can do it. Okay. I just don't know for that kind of performance. I don't know how extensive that can be. For the weekend racer, I'm sure you could fiddle around with it and get it so it's pretty good.
Okay,
the sway bar helps too.
Yeah,
the car just seems different. I mean, all over the place. It even seems like it has more power. I think just because I'm closer to the ground, I'm feeling it a little bit more. When you hit the 2,000-mile mark on your 2010, did you start to notice any more power or increased exhaust sound or anything like that?
I just noticed that the exhaust is getting a little bit louder the more miles I put on the car. Mm-hmm. I don't really notice
no
dramatic increase in engine power or anything like that.
Must be the suspension, because it just felt different as soon as I got in. I love it, though. Can't say enough about it. Anybody has any questions about the Petter's Extreme XA kit, just feel free to call in. We'll give you the number in a little bit, or email me, or hit my website at phantomss.com and use the contact form. Whatever works for you. So that's it for now. I could talk about that for an hour.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Sorry. So what do we got next on the list? On Ultimate Factories. TV show coming up.
Yeah, it looks like the National Geographic Channel, now called Nat Geo, is, I guess, been doing these shows called Ultimate Factories, and the Camaro is going to be on the schedule for October 15th. Incidentally enough, we did get an email from National Geographic Channel, I don't know, about 3-4 weeks ago?
I think so.
Something like
that?
Asking if they could use some stuff from our website in this TV program that they're going to do. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what they use.
Yeah, you may see a CamaroZ28.com mentioning or reference somewhere in the TV show. Yeah. What, you said October 15th?
Yeah, October 15th.
I went to their website, and you can click a little remind me button, and it pops up, and it'll remind you by email or text message to your cell phone. So I definitely filled them out for both. Looks good.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Cool show. Check that out. What else we got going? Oh, yeah, Camaro is kicking ass for the fourth straight month.
Has kicked ass.
Outselling Mustang once again. Oh, man. Just kicking ass.
All right, let's be realistic.
Okay.
How long do you think this is going to last?
Oh, geez.
Do you think it'll make it a fifth month?
It very well could. It very well could. I didn't see how bad it beat it the last 2 months, though. I didn't see the numbers.
There's a chart in the 2010 forum.
Okay.
In the sightings and news and all that. It was rather noticeable.
Yeah.
It was extremely, it was a beating against the Challenger, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They just beat the, Camaro beat the crap out of that. So, realistically, I don't expect it to last long. Sorry, Fitz. And Scott and Cheryl and Pete and everybody else who's listening. Just being realistic, I don't think it's going to happen forever.
Well, we'll see.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think if the Camaro marketing team keeps coming out with things, Fitz, keeps enhancing things, and I've got a feeling that they're going to keep kind of rolling out new things as time goes on.
Well,
but
we got SEMA coming up here.
Right.
Next month.
Oh, God, I get a chill down my spine just thinking about it because I'm so not ready.
Yeah, who knows what's going to be going on for that?
SEMA, yeah. That'll be cool. You can bet your rear drive shaft that we're gonna report about that when the time comes.
Oh, you betcha.
I don't know. Let's hope so, though.
Yeah.
Go Camaro, go.
Yeah.
Papa Umamau. I got this book.
Yes. What's it called here? The LSX How To Engine.
This is How to Build and Modify GM LS Series Engines. Now, this was sent to me by the author's name is Joseph Potak. I hope I said it right. Potak. Whatever, he knows how to turn a wrench. He's a member of the board. He's been on for a long time. And he wrote this book for Motor Books. And I got a hold of a copy here, and I'm just kind of leafing through it here. It's pretty...
It's very detailed. Lots of pictures.
It's good for the guy who knows, I think. It's good for the guy that knows enough about engines to put one together very poorly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put one together, yeah, but poorly. This goes into a lot of detail about... not so much engine theory, but LS specific components, adjustments, machining, you name it. It's got a whole color keyed engine block rotating assembly, cylinder heads, camshaft, engine machining, short block assembly and setup, long block assembly and inspection, and finishing the long block. What I used to hate about car and engine manuals is black and white photos. You know, they're the little Haynes manuals or the illustrations. These, I think, are pretty much nonstop. Full color, very crisp and vivid photos. Can't beat this. I'm pretty happy to have this book handy if I want to reference something now. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get to stuff.
Wow.
And it doesn't talk above anybody's level, but it's still good for the guy that wants to learn.
Yeah. So where can you get that?
Amazon? Mm-hmm. In fact, you should be able to get it we have our own Amazon store at CamaroZ28.com /Amazon. Joe also, the author, also made a post in the LS1 section with his overview of it, and I believe he has purchase links in there as well.
Okay, cool.
Good book. Pick it up if you're interested in LS engines at all. Very happy with that. And I'm not just saying that. I really like the book. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So what's next, Chris?
Well, we have some emails and some voicemails here.
All right.
Yeah. it's been a while since we've had emails.
And how many do we have?
We've got like 3 emails and I think 3 voicemails.
All right. You want to just mix them up?
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you start?
You want me to start with this email that I've got?
Yeah.
Well, this guy says he left us a voicemail, so should I hold this one for later?
No. Go ahead and read it.
Well, this guy, his name is Rar.
Rar.
Rar. He says, hey guys, I left you a voicemail, but I forgot to ask a couple things. One thing I noticed at the State Fair of Texas was a small sun visor on the Camaro. I do not remember using them much in my formula because of the roof line. Is this the same case on Camaro? And he's got several questions, so I guess we should address them one by one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the sun visors are pretty damn small. They're useless.
Same with the mirror.
Pretty much a chiclet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I never had to use mine too much.
Well, that's the nice, is the roof line does come down pretty low, so use them less. He says, I also got a chance of trying a sunroof Camaro and a hardtop Camaro. I was surprised that you do not lose a lot of headroom in the car with a sunroof. I will still opt for the hardtop since my current car is a sunroof and makes a lot of noise now with 90,000 miles on it. When I got in the Transformers Edition Camaro, I put the seatbelt on and it was a little over my neck, even when I put it on the seat strap. However, when I test drove the car, it did not bother me. Does it have a seatbelt adjustment that I've not noticed before?
No.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
I've never messed with it.
It just goes through the little magnetic strap on the seat.
Which does surprisingly well.
It sure does.
I'm really surprised at how well that works. He continues to say, also, when I test drove the car, I adjusted the mirror so I could not see the door of the car. That is enough on my Grand Prix. However, I could still see the butt of the Camaro. Nice butt. How do you guys position your mirrors? Do you do it all the way till you see no car at all? I figured that's how I go about it. That's exactly how you should go about it. You know where your car is. What you don't know is where the other car is, and that's what you want to know. So, you should be able to adjust them so to where you can't see your own butt.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to play with that one. No pun intended. Yeah. It was a memorable day for me, thanks to GM. They did a great job on the auto show and test drive. I even got a free backpack and Camaro t-shirt.
Hey, now.
What the heck, Fitz? And he continues, and thanks to you guys on the podcast, I remember about the tilt telescoping steering wheel feature that you mentioned on a previous podcast, which helped me get into the perfect seating position. Now, if I could just lose 5 pounds I gained by eating fried s'mores, fried cookie dough, and funnel cake, but that is Camaro unrelated.
Yeah.
Signed, Rar.
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 That's funny.
Ramon Riviere, I believe is his name. Thank you so much. Very good email, and I guess we have a voicemail from him as well.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay.
One time I ate so many funnel cakes, the end result wound up being that I will never eat funnel cake ever again.
Oh, God.
But fried s'mores?
Yeah.
Never had it. Fried cookie dough? Yeah. Never had it.
They always seem to come out with something every year at these fairs.
Fried Twinkies, I think they had once.
Yeah, fried Oreo cookies. They do all those things now.
I want to try deep fat fried bacon. Covered in mayo.
Oh, God.
All right, so that's the voicemail from Rar.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. This one says, Jason, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Both of you got a chance to drive both the V6 and the V8 Camaro in the snow. Can you please talk about how the Camaro did in those conditions? And if you know others that have driven the Camaro in the snow, because this is going to be my daily driver. I live in Virginia where the weather can get crazy. I will be buying a 2SS RS. Would the both of you think those stock tires would be okay, or should I buy a set of snow tires? Thanks for the awesome podcast. Keep up the great work. Andrew on the board as 5th Gen Crazy68.
Oh, I know that dude.
Yep. Well, when we drove the Camaros in the snow, I believe they were equipped with winter tires.
Yeah, and thank God for that because it was sucking rhino that day.
It was cold.
Miserable.
The streets were just cleaned up after a snowstorm.
But it was Michigan streets, so they were still garbage.
Yeah. I would probably recommend winter tires if you're going to be have a 2SS RS car. Yeah.
Look, the bottom line is, how much is your car worth to you?
Well, how much snow does Virginia get?
Well, probably enough for him to be worried about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, how much is your car worth to you? Do you want to save, $500 or $600 and risk,
I would personally, I would invest in a good set of Blizzaks. Or something like that.
Pretty much the hands down best sport winter tire, I would think, for, without going to a truck tire.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? The wheel size on a Camaro is a truck tire size.
Yeah.
So, get some big old BF Goodrich rugged trail TAs and put them.
Nice.
No, get some Blizzaks. I mean, just for your peace of mind. But you know what? If it's just a light dusting, if that's all you get, maybe an inch of snow or so, you might not even need it. Bottom line is, tires or no tires, govern yourself accordingly. Use caution. Don't take any risks.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line for anything, really.
Yeah.
But it should do okay otherwise if you're not in, Saskatchewan type weather.
Yeah. Okay, we got another email here.
Hit it.
This one comes from Drew. Hi guys, I just started listening to your podcast and wanted to let you know that I love them and find them very interesting and informative. Well, cool, thanks.
That's it?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
There's more. But I also had a couple questions regarding the new Camaro 2SS. I am in love with the current 2010 Camaro. I have not yet purchased one, but I plan to in the near future. I was wondering if you guys knew anything about the 2011 Camaro, if there are any ideas as far as improvements or body style. I know that is very far off considering we are still 3 months from 2010, but I guess I just want to be sure that I get the best car for the money. But say if the 2011 Camaro is going to be 500 horsepower and 3,500 pounds, I'm just wondering what to expect to help me make a decision on whether to order a 2010 or wait till 2011. Thanks for the help. Keep up the good work, Drew. Well, Drew, I don't think a 2011 Camaro is going to be 500 horsepower and weigh 3,500 pounds. It will probably have some new features, though, like maybe heads-up display.
Maybe.
Right
fits?
Rear park assist? Well, that's already
there. It's already on. Yeah, it's already there now.
On the 2010, but
yep.
That'll definitely be there for the... And I don't know. What else, you know?
That's the interesting part is that we really haven't heard not even a single mentioning of anything 2011 related.
No.
Convertible.
The convertible will be on 2011.
Right, yep. But beyond that, it's anybody's guess right now. I would like to take this opportunity to remind everybody that, you know, and it's a sad world when I am the voice of reason, but when it comes to things like this, please do not expect too much. You know, do not expect 500 horsepower and 3,500 pounds. You know, maybe you can expect 450 horsepower in the same weight that they're at now.
Right. I mean, look at the fourth gen when the fourth gen came out. How many differences were there between 93, 94, 95, 96?
And that was partially the Camaro's undoing.
Right.
So I expect some changes, refinements.
Yeah.
You know, GM does listen. Here's one thing I think I can count on, and I think everybody else can too, is that some of the gripes that people have, within reason, don't expect 1,000 pounds to just drop off the car, Charlie. Sorry. Had to. But, you know, maybe there's going to be some interior changes because some people, well, there's a common thread of people saying that they did or did not like certain parts of the interior or, you know, a grill change because, again, because people unanimously kind of said, well, not too feeling the grill. So they do listen. They listen all the time. And just because they don't wave a magic wand over the car and make what you want doesn't mean they're not listening.
Right.
So keep voicing your opinion in a very constructive manner. And
we'll see what happens for 2011.
And be realistic. Please be realistic. Don't fall into the trap we did before. That's my rant. I'm done. Chris just leaned back. He's like, all right, he's going.
Yeah.
God, sorry.
Well,
I got so much to say.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Well, those were our emails for the week.
That's right.
We also have a few voicemails to go through.
Right, but we'll get to that right after this because we want to encourage everybody to leave more emails and voicemails.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we've got a couple voicemails this week, so I'm going to go ahead and kick off the first one.
Hey guys, this is Flower from the forums. I want to let you guys know my experience on the Texas State Fair. Got to drive the 2010 Camaro. And we also got to sit on several cars in there. First one I sat on was the Transformers Edition. It was pretty nice. It had the leather and key, the club in, which was pretty cool. And we also got to sit on a 2SS, dull gray color and with leather interior. That was also pretty nice. And then on the outside, they had a small test drive, which was pretty small. I would like for it to be bigger, but what are you going to do? One of the things I was able to check was the sitting position, which to me is really important. And that was perfect. It was spot on. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you guys about the steering wheel. And I didn't seem to have any trouble with the flat spots on the 9 and 3. So that was good. And the only drawback was that they only had an automatic, so I didn't get to play with clutch and the manual transmission. So that kind of sucked. But other than that, the car's pretty nice. And hopefully once the heads-up display comes out, I can go and get a full test drive and get one next year. So keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks for that voicemail. And we got the accompanying email that we already read with it. So,
oh, was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
That was Rar?
That was Rar.
Rar.
Yeah, so, yeah, sounds like he had a good time.
Glad
just driving
the Camaro.
The cars,
yeah, there we go. Good deal, man.
Awesome.
Got another one?
You betcha.
Cool.
Hey, guys, it's Jordan Musser from Momentum Race Group. It's pretty cool. We've come a long way. I've been hanging out on CamaroZ28.com for almost a decade now, and it's great to come full circle and go from just some guy hanging out and BSing with other members to being lucky enough to drive the number 05 Momentum Race Group Chevrolet Camaro. We'll be sporting the CamaroZ28.com logo next year. Looking forward to great season with the relationship with CamaroZ20.com, where you guys will get to hear what's going on first. Look for lots of exciting announcements coming up over the next few weeks, including me taking full helm of the Momentum Race Group full-time, so I'll be the guy in charge not only on the weekends when we're driving, but also from a day-to-day operations standpoint. So that's an exciting deal for me. Look forward to sharing with all of you, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future.
Awesome to hear from Jordan, finally.
Looking forward to this upcoming race season with Jordan. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, CamaroZ28.com is fortunate enough to be able to sponsor the Momentum Race Group Camaro race cars.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, but not so much that. What's most important is this is our buddy Jordan.
Yeah.
You know,
like you said, he's been on the board for over a decade.
And now he's
going from BSing with all the rest of us to, you know, driving this Momentum Sports Group here.
Jordan, we're proud of you. We're pulling for you. This is going to be great. Keep us posted. We're counting on you now to call in often with updates and send us busted pieces of your car to give
auction
away.
Off, yeah.
Yeah, whatever we got to do and whatever we can do to help get your progress out. Good luck, man.
Cool.
It's going to be great. We're going to be following you.
Yep. Okay, we got one other one to go here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm calling to qualify for the smooth locks. I have a 2010 in my driveway. Username's Daniel Truax. Sunday morning, October 4th. Thank you.
I think he maybe listened to a podcast.
An older show, yeah.
Was a couple months ago, months ago.
I was giving away smooth locks for 2010 Camaros. You know, I think it was for the first five 2010 owners to call or something like that. That was kind of a while ago. Daniel was his name?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Daniel, you win anyway.
Wow.
Well, yeah, what the hell? I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Send me an email, jason@CamaroZ28.com, with your contact information, including your telephone number so we can match with a caller ID, and I'll get you a 2010 Camaro smooth lock out for you to try in your car.
Hopefully your car's black.
Well,
then you can be able to put it right on.
Here's the thing.
You'll be good to go.
I developed a new painting system for it.
Okay.
It's short and sweet. I used to suggest that people prime them and then paint them on the backing paper, and then using an X-Acto knife to cut around. It worked, but it still wasn't. It didn't work as clean as my next method, which is to take a pin and stick it in a piece of cardboard and just peel the smooth lock off and gently rest it on the head of the pin, and then just blast it with your spray can a couple of times after you prime it. That way, there's no edge you have to consider work on breaking. And the adhesive is strong enough to where it can be peeled back off and then applied to the vehicle.
Okay.
In fact, all this information is at the Smooth Lock website at smoothlock.com under the, I think it's more info link.
Okay.
So, anyway, congratulations, Daniel. Thanks for calling in. Even though you're late, I'll still give you one. Anything to help out my
he
Camaro.
He can be our big winner for the week.
That's right. We got to give away a
prize from the prize vault.
Jordan.
And you just happen to have Smooth Locks falling out of your pockets here.
You know? I live to serve my fellow Camaro brethren.
That's right.
Because we give away a prize every week.
Yeah.
So that made our job easier. So call in next week, and we'll have another prize for you.
Yeah.
In fact, next week are we giving away Camaro collection prize, or is that the following week?
I think it might be next week.
Once a month, we give away a prize from Camaro Collection, and the prizes are getting bigger as the months go on.
But this week, people can save some money if they buy some stuff from CamaroCollection.com.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is enter coupon code Z28FALL. Remember that.
That's right.
Z28FALL.
It's only good for 3 days. This
3 days only.
Right. So fill your shopping cart and go to checkout, throw that in there, and save some cabbage.
That's right.
Camaro Collection is indeed adding things every day.
They sure are.
At least every week. Their new stuff is popping up. Yep. They should carry smooth locks.
They should.
They should.
Yeah.
I should talk to them.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So.
That's our last voicemail?
That was our last voicemail.
Well, speaking of filling shopping carts then.
Yeah?
This has been a long time coming. Somebody suggested that our CamaroZ28.com merchandise was outdated. Well,
yeah,
it was so outdated that I can't believe how outdated it was. But, never fear, I put my nose to the grindstone again. Nearly every item in our CamaroZ28.com merchandise collection is updated with a new site logo.
Awesome.
And we've got everything available now, from SIG water bottles to flip cameras to the old t-shirt, mouse pad, coffee mug, even thongs for chicks.
With the new logo.
With the new logo, yeah. Right on the area.
Click this.
Well, that's the other area.
Oh.
You just have to check it out. Always feel free to visit CamaroZ28.com/merchandise.
Okay.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, that's right. And, I'll make sure I put a link to this in the show notes as well.
And all the proceeds go to our server hosting costs and everything.
Yeah.
I'd love to see some money from that. But we got bills to pay, so that's where it goes, and we appreciate it.
And Cafe Press.
Yeah, Cafe Press, too. They make their money.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll do some limited edition shirts or something
like
that.
I think that would be excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we got going? Is that it?
I think that's it.
SEMA's coming up. We mentioned this earlier.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've only got, like, 2.5 weeks to get my car completed.
Yeah, you're
under the gun.
You're definitely.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
When's the blower going on?
This week. This week.
Okay.
Blower, headers, camshaft. It's getting it.
Okay.
Well, I haven't mentioned too much about the.
Well, the good thing is SEMA's just a car show and it doesn't actually have to run.
Yeah, that would pretty much be really cool. Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's going over to Vector Motorsports. And they're going to put a cam in it, put the blower on, put the headers on it, exhaust, and tune it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Big, big power. Mm-hmm. Like grenade that sucker all over. Yeah, that's right. It could be a push car.
Yeah.
I'll just blow the bottom end of the engine all over the dyno.
Who cares? A little oil on
I
the
do.
Ground. I've never hurt anybody.
Oh. Speaking of oil, I got an oil change story, but I'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Somebody call in and remind me to tell the oil change story.
Oh, boy.
All right. And I have a last-minute thought. Do you have any, Chris?
No.
Then I'll end it with this. Anybody in the Great Lakes area that has a 2006 Arctic Cat F7 EFI snowmobile for sale, please contact me immediately. I'm on the hunt for one. Doesn't have to be snow pro, but it is preferred.
Okay.
That's it.
Winter sucks.
Not when you're doing 100 miles an hour across a lake, baby.
Still think it sucks.
Nah, it rules now. I just want to skip fall and go right to winter. Right to the blizzard.
Nah.
Yeah. Get snowed in, except for the snowmobile.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Good times. Anybody ride at Houghton Lake, give me a buzz too. I'll ride with you. Can you tell I'm excited about this?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, thank you for tuning in.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Shit! See if you bastards can do 90.